Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RL?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a fan. If you're listening, I'm assuming that you're a fan, or maybe you're not a fan. Maybe, who knows? But just thank you for being there. I get new listeners every week. If you want to email me, you can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. This is a weekly show. And yes, I'm coming on today a half hour late. And let me tell you something. I've shared with my audience before that I do things, behave, speak, make decisions based on pure inspiration. And for some reason, a half hour earlier, I was not feeling it. So if I'm not feeling it, I'm not going to take any action. And that is really part of what I talk about with the practice. I am the world's only happiness specialist, and what the hell does that mean? That means that my intention, my purpose, my journey on this planet is to share with as many people as possible, from 1 to 500 to 8.9 billion people. I think it's 7.2 billion people in the world, but to share with anyone that is interested that you can't experience more happiness throughout your life, but on this journey. But the issue is, I get started so fast, I just shot out of a cannon. The issue is, we were all programmed to be unhappy. Programmed to be unhappy. That's the title of my second book, working title. That is the title. I just don't have a subtitle yet. But this programming is so deep and so ingrained and so in every cell after we get to a certain age. I mean, all of the information that we've been taught and fed and programmed to believe, these things that we were taught are really making us unhappy. Now, let me just give you my definition of happiness, because this word happiness is just, some people love, some people don't. Some people use the word joy. Some people use, I like to say connected. This feeling, what I'm talking about is this feeling, this sense of peace, this inner peace. And my definition of happiness is to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. I'm at peace regardless of what I experience. I'm at peace regardless of the circumstances. I'm okay. I'm balanced. I'm content. That's my definition. Now, is that an easy one to practice? Hell no. Let me be the first one to raise my left hand and testify. Hell no, that's not easy. But when I made a decision, when I made a commitment, because I was looking for this feeling, I was looking for happiness since I was in my teens. When I made a commitment, and when I say commitment, I mean, like you need to breathe, people. You commit like you need to breathe. That I wanted to experience more happiness and more peace. I'm receiving answers every single day. I cannot wait to share with you what the universe shared with me this week about playing poker. What? Yeah, that's right. The universe talked about playing poker and playing cards. But before I go on, let me just do just a quick selling. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Reality, spirituality, can be found on Facebook. Go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality if you feel moved to do that. You can follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. I try to tweet something at least once a week. You know, the show is every week, but once a week. If I do, if I don't, what? It's just because I haven't been inspired to or just too lazy to. Let me just be honest. But one of the things I want to talk about, especially at the beginning of the show these days, is I want to start by sharing something that's in the news. Listen, I look at the TV shows. I look at the garbage that's, I use air quotes. I look at the garbage on TV. I'm not going to lie. I am entertained by certain shows. I'm entertained by certain television shows. Yes, I am. And, of course, while watching, you know, I'm always subject to hearing things that I would, anyway, whatever. Let me just say this. Jesus, I haven't said anything. Two things happened this week that are so in evidence, doesn't even make sense, that are such evidence of the deep programming that we all have, and I want to share this format is going to be called What's in the News? Two things that I noticed this week. I think Beyonce and Prince are my favorite performers of all time. And so Beyonce was at Coachella. And everybody knows Beyonce, and she's got the daughter Blue Ivy and the husband Jay-Z. Now, there was something in the news, and I think, I don't know if it was Jay-Z was being interviewed, but he was saying how proud he was of his daughter. Now, Blue Ivy is only five or six years old. And Jay-Z said something to her or how he said it. I don't even know, maybe it was the tone that he used. But she came to him and she says, Daddy, you hurt my feelings. You know, you hurt my feelings. Why did you talk to me like that? And I'm sorry, people, but that just frustrates me more than anything. And Jay-Z was saying, wow, that, you know, she can come to me and say that. Now, listen, I got my hand up again. There was no way I can tell my parents when I was younger that they hurt my feelings. I'd get slapped across the room. In fact, I think I remember one time I said something. Oh, it was my grandmother. Ooh, Lord. And I said something to her, and she said, oh, really? You have a problem with me? I mean, back in that day, you know, you beat the smile off the kid's face. You beat the spirit out of him. So the fact that she can actually go to him and say, "You hurt my feelings," to be that open and that expressive, I get that. But the part where she says, "You hurt my feelings," is my issue, because that is a program. So the real thing, the real teaching moment in my eyes, because nobody can hurt anybody's feelings, but when you are taught that somebody else can hurt your feelings or somebody else can affect how you feel, that is a programming, folks. At 6 years old, this wonderful little beautiful girl is being programmed that somebody else can affect your feelings. What about teaching them that you have control over your feelings and no one has the power to hurt your feelings? I don't care what they do. And now, I've never even talked about gossip stuff on this show, but now that we're in it, let's just dive in. Another thing to happen this week is Tristan Kardashian's. Tristan Thomas cheats on Khloe Kardashian. Oh, and, you know, people are vilifying him. People are vilifying her. People are vilifying the family. Let me tell you something, people. Everything is happening for a reason. I don't care how it feels or how it looks to you. But there is if you really pay attention, and I'm gonna challenge you to this. The things that you have experienced that you might necessarily would have never chosen for yourself, can you, after a week or 2 weeks or a year or 6 months or 5 years, can't you look back and say, wow, I really didn't want to experience that, but I'm a better person for it. You know what I'm talking about, my dear audience. I'm a better person for it. There's always something learned or something good. There's always a gift in all the experiences. The only reason why we don't look at it, let me just speak for myself. I don't like when people say we, so I'm not going to do it. The only thing that I can have control over is knowing or blindly trusting that everything is unfolding perfectly. That's number one. Number two is accepting it. You can never find peace without acceptance. Period. Now, when I say acceptance, I'm talking about accepting this moment. I don't want anything different. I don't want anything to change. Accepting this moment as is. Embracing each moment, no matter what. And knowing that and trusting that all the moments have a purpose to elevate you to a higher consciousness if you're open to receiving that. So that thing about everything's in order, there's no blame and there's no vilifying anyone. And if you vilify or you point the fingers or you find something wrong or you're hating, the new word now is shade, or you're throwing shade on anybody else, you're the one drinking the poison. You know that. So stop doing it. Stop looking out there and finding fault with anyone. I'm talking to myself. Let me tell you something. Let me share something with you. Oh, the other thing that's a program, there's one more program, there's one more in the news item. If you know me, you know I love basketball. I love football. Well, let me say this. I love the playoff basketball. During the year, I could care less, but this playoff basketball time, NBA playoffs, and I love it, and it's out there. I mean, it's out there, and it's on. It's on. So we're finding out who's going to be the NBA championship this season. We're right in the middle of it. Now, I don't really have a favorite team right now. I just don't. But I follow. I like watching the press conferences after the athletes lose. And the reason why is if you listen, I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know right now. Haven't you heard or haven't you experienced? And I'm going to say I'm sure that you have. Is that every quote-unquote failure or every opportunity is one to learn and to grow? And haven't you heard that these athletes that don't win, they're better for it, or they come up with better strategies? Or, you know, the loss, losing is really an opportunity for growth, okay? But I see three grown men, these are the guys on the top three on OKC, Oklahoma. Yeah, Oklahoma. Yeah, it is Oklahoma. OKC. So we have Carmelo Anthony, Westbrook, and who's the other guy? Who's the other one? Is it Paul? Yeah, I think so. Anyway, three grown men after they lost. And they're all sitting there, and you would think somebody died. And you would think somebody died. Now, I'm not saying... Well, what am I saying? I'm saying that is a program. If you know, and we all do know, that all of these, quote, failures, I mean, there are adjustments to make. And life is about making adjustments and turning right or learning to turn left or practicing a different behavior. See, when you lose, you get to grow. So when you really know that, what's there to be sad? Why are you sad? Well, it's a programming to be sad when you lose and happy when you win. Well, I'm sorry, but I don't want something out there to dictate how I feel, whether I win or lose. That's why I really have to stay away from having a preference as to who wins. I have to sit there and look at it. I have to. I want to. I really want to look at the games and, wow, just admire the sport. Now, listen, I'm not telling you it's easy to do, and I'm not telling you I've mastered it, but that is the practice, that is the goal, not to have a preference. Now, if you want to speak with me live, you can. The number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And it is about what you practice. But what a program. Big ass six foot, 7 foot guy sitting there with their chin out and their little sad sack faces. It's hysterical when you think about it, buying into the program. So you can change it if you're committed to and if you feel like you want to experience more peace. Let me tell you something about following your inspiration. Oh, and then we're going to get to the topic. And the topic is, life is just a poker game, folks. It's only poker. What does that mean? I'll explain in a few minutes. This inspiration is... is following my intuition. It's really deep with me. Yesterday, I went to Costco. I actually went out to get breakfast. And then I was riding on empty, so I was close to the Costco, so I said, I'm going to go to Costco and get gas. Now, I need to go to Costco. I have a list in my car on the dashboard of what I need at Costco. I'm right next door at the gas station at Costco Gas, and if you go to Costco, you know that the store is right next door. Do you believe I got the gas, I filled up my car, and I drove home because I just wasn't feeling going to Costco at that moment? I did not feel like getting out and walking through that store. No rhyme, no reason, just not inspired to do it. And when you start practicing listening to that intuition, listening to that voice, I'm telling you, you will never, ever, ever be steered in a direction that is not... I'm not even going to say that because that's starting to not make sense. But what I'm telling you is, you'll when you start listening to your intuition, just like the animals listen, you will be guided. You'll be shown which direction that's going to be just a natural flow, if that makes sense. And if it doesn't, oh well. So, yeah, I didn't go. I'm going to go today, but I didn't go yesterday. So my question to you is how much do you trust your intuition? How much do you trust? Because that is such a powerful tool for guidance. One of the things, if you've listened to the show, you know that I'm living in Oregon. I say I don't know how long I'm going to be here. I really don't know. But one of the things I've asked, because I've been a California girl for 62 years, and it's really interesting, a city girl being isolated in the forest right now. But one of the things that I am open to is, hey, if I'm here for 6 months or if I'm here for 6 years, I'm going to be open to whatever the universe inspires me to do, whether it's stay here or leave or go live anywhere. Because the attachment to where I am, regardless of taking me 2 days to get here, months to pack up, all of that other stuff, it doesn't matter. If I'm inspired to do something different, I am. I'm not going to sit there and, well, that doesn't even make sense. I can't figure that out. Because when the inspiration hits you, you know you can't deny it. But the question is, are you going to listen to it and flow with it? So my question to myself, not to myself, to the universe, it has to be hundreds of times. Why am I here? Why am I here? And the answer is simple. I'm here because I'm supposed to be here. If it's happening, I'm supposed to be here. Period. My problem is putting a judgment on, well, I'm not doing A, B, C, or D. I'm just here. Well, guess what? That's what I'm supposed to experience. And then I'm supposed to accept. The only way to peace is acceptance. Now let's get to our poker game. Let's get to poker. Poker, anyone? I love to watch poker. I actually took some poker classes, but I love poker. I love to watch it. Sounds crazy, but I like to watch it. It's such a strategic game. And that's life. Life is strategic. Maybe that's why I like it. So listen, this is what the universe gave me this week. Just because I'm a happiness specialist, my dear audience, just because doesn't mean I don't have my zigs and zags, ups and downs, doesn't mean I don't have any of those. Of course, I'm like you. I'm not more special. The only thing that's different is that I am practicing and wanting to experience this peace and contentment, regardless of what happens. I'm no different. But this is what the universe gave me this week. See what you think about it. I got this in my head, and it was this word. So the universe talks, and it was, play the hand you're dealt. How to play the hand you're dealt. Now, I want to say something, because we're all dealt a different hand. You know, I say we're as different as our fingerprints, and we're all dealt a different hand, because we're all unique and we all have a unique journey. And the problem comes from me looking at the hand that I've been dealt, or the hand that is unfolding in the moment, and not being happy with it or not being satisfied with it or wanting something else. Okay? I can look at what somebody else has. Oh wow, their hand looks better than my hand. I mean, they have a few more aces than I do. And then I could look at somebody else's hand and say, wow, you know, somebody that maybe is handicapped, or somebody that doesn't have the same hand as I. When I say handicapped, I'm talking about physically, maybe born without legs. I mean, you know what I'm saying. Real stuff, people. But what if this is the truth? And this is what I believe is, that we are all dealt a specific hand. And then what if you say, well, Rebecca, what if I want to change it, or what if I want a different hand, or what if I want something different? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with wanting something different than what the hand is? But the real rub is your hand, whatever you're dealt, my dear audience, whatever you're dealt, is a winning hand. It's the best hand you could ever have. It's a royal flush. But see, I'm just going to speak for myself. I can't speak for anyone else. My resistance comes from thinking, wow, this isn't a winning hand. This isn't the hand that I would have dealt myself. I would like a few more of these, universe. I think I want a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And can you take away this pain I have in my neck, please? And can you take away this getting older thing for me, please? This is the key. The winning hand. If we're all dealt a winning hand, hey, I recognize that number. Listen, if you're in the queue and you want to speak with me, just press the number 1, and I will or will not. But let me get back to the poker game. And the winning hand, we all have one. We were dealt the winning hand. It just depends on accepting it or not. One of the most powerful stories that someone very close to me told me was about finding, being a slave in Africa on his way over to the boat. I don't know if I've shared it on the show before, but it's so powerful. I want to share it one more time. So these men and women are in Africa, and they're being enslaved, and they're being, you know, brought over to America, and they are being handcuffed so they don't run away. Well, one of the slaves said, "No, you don't have to handcuff me. You don't have to handcuff me. I go willingly. No force is necessary." Now, why would someone say that? Because that's really, really deep, really, really surrendering. You're about to be captured, taken away from your home, brought to a new land, and working for someone else, and you don't need any chains. You don't need any handcuffs. You don't need any whips to your back. Why is that? Why are you going willingly to slavery? Into slavery. Can anybody answer that one? Why would somebody go willingly into slavery? Is there anything good about being enslaved? And the answer was this. He said, "I know that where I'm going is going to be a better place for my descendants. I know that where I'm going is going to give more opportunities and whatever, a better place, opportunities, thrive. My descendants will thrive in this new land." That's what I'm talking about, acceptance. And the only way to peace is acceptance. Now let's talk about thinking that you're making anything happen. That you have control over anything that is happening. And I'm not saying that I'm not telling you what to believe or not. But I want to offer you this. The more open you become, the more open, the more just universe, I'm open to all possibilities. I'm okay with it all. I'm open to all of it. I accept. I surrender. I trust that whatever is unfolding is happening for my benefit, is happening for my betterment. Thank you, universe. Total acceptance. That is the only way to peace. Wanting something different than the present moment you follow me, my dear audience? I want to challenge you this week. I want to challenge you to practice accepting something or someone that you've never accepted before. That you always wanted something to be different, a person. Or maybe it's where you're living, or your job, or your health, who knows. or your weight. Listen, I had, oh, gee, for years, listen, you just don't know. Getting on the scale and never being happy with how much I weighed, it was a decade to that. And when I say acceptance, because acceptance comes with it the gift of peace. And without the peace, there is no happiness. And I'm going to, oh, you know what? Let me share one more story. This is a good one. My son, hold on a second, my dear audience. The story about your foot, now. I was born in a, where there no, listen, I remember the first microwave, okay? So all this technology is crazy. Here we go. So my son had a procedure done on his foot. I don't know. Just a small medical procedure. He had to go to the doctor's office, and they did a little whatever they did, a little digging. Who knows what they did? And you know, he's my son. He's my own one and only. And I don't remember if he, and he texted me, and he said, with, or either he left a message. That's what he did. He left a voice message, and he said that the doctor told him that he was going to be in pain. You know, expect pain. It didn't hurt while it was being done, but, you know, expect pain the next day or the day after. And I don't know about you, audience, but whenever I've had a procedure done or surgery, and I've had a few, from the orthoscopic on the knees, both knees to the hip, to the, you know, tonsillectomy, I've had a few surgeries. And I've always asked for pain killers. I'm not going to suffer if I don't have to. I'm not up here trying to be like my mother would always say, I'm not taking any pain pills. I don't want to get hooked on drugs. Well, for 3 days or 4 days of pain, I don't want to be uncomfortable. So give me the drugs, and I'm not going to get hooked, but give me the drugs. And if I do get hooked, that's okay. I'll get over it, right? I'll get unhooked myself. But I don't like physical pain if I don't need to experience. So I was sharing that story with him. So he was saying that he was in pain. Now here I am, my mommy antenna goes up. Oh, my son is in pain. Oh, and I'm feeling, oh, gee, you know, I don't want my son to feel any uncomfortable if he doesn't have to. So I left a message for him to, hey, doctor's on call, even though it's a Saturday, all doctors are on call. You can ask them for something for the pain. And you don't have to suffer, blah, blah, blah. You know, I was being a mommy. And then I texted him back and I said, keep me posted. Stay put for this one, because this is some deep, deep stuff. And so he texted me back, no, I'm not going to keep you posted. Now, I don't know about you, my dear audience, but I couldn't tell my parents no. So I'm really proud when my son can tell me no. no, thank you. I'm not going to do what you say. No, I love that for some sick reason. I don't want him to do what I tell him to do. I want him to do what he wants to do, what he feels inspired to do. Okay, back to the story. So we were chatting on the phone later that night, and the mommy program hit me again. And when I say program, you know I'm talking about we were all programmed for unhappiness, and that mommy program hit me just instant. No thought, just instant program. I am a mommy. I have to ask these questions. I am a mommy. I have to be concerned. I am a mommy. My son is in pain. I feel bad. That program, right? So when we were on the phone last night, I said, what did I say? Oh, I asked him a question. I said, so did the doctor tell you not to walk on your foot or to keep your foot elevated, or, you know, not to walk on it? Are you supposed to rest it? And I could feel his little, you know, his energy. And I think I asked him another question about the foot. What, you know, what did they, I was just asking him, and he actually asked me, he says, Mom, what do you really want to know? Now, when I took a breath and I shook myself away from my programmed ego mommy response, I came up with, you know what, thank you for that question. Because in reality, I don't want to know anything. There's nothing I want to know. I was actually speaking because of a program that, because I'm the mom, I have to ask and be concerned and say, what, you know, are you okay? Are you feel still in pain? That kind of program. Now, some people might say, well, it means you care. That doesn't mean I care. Asking him questions about how he's feeling. Quite frankly, that's really annoying to me. And he was annoyed. And the reason why, because this program, I'm telling you, my dear audience, the programming of following the script is just something to remain conscious about. Are you responding? Are you speaking? Are you acting based on a program or your consciousness or conscious decisions? That question only you can answer. Ooh, what a hot show. I didn't even know all the things we were talked about, but let's just recap. We talked about in the beginning about what's in the news, the new format of the show, what's in the news at the top of the hour. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, either 9 a.m. or 9:30 a.m. or whenever the show, whatever the inspiration hits me, but it's usually 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, Pacific Standard Time. Follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. You can go to a YouTube channel and search for Rebecca Norrington. And, you know, I got to put up some, I need someone to help me put up some YouTube clips. But anyway, I digress. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, the one that I'm writing now, is Program for Unhappiness, is going to come out sometime this year. Reality Spirituality is on Facebook. You can go to Facebook and like that. And until next time, until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday. Every Sunday you can call in. Call in and speak with me live. Ask your questions. Call in number 646-564-9619. Have a great week, everyone. Thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
All the spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Yeah, you're gonna feel good.